Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have issued a renewed information appeal for a teenage boy who has been missing from Donegal for a month. A last-minute appeal has been launched for potential business partners to save the post office service in Annagry. Met Éireann have issued a weather advisory for Donegal as a prolonged spell of very warm or hot weather is set to continue this weekend, lasting into next week. And a debate over graffiti led to heated exchanges at today's meeting of Glenties Municipal District. These stories and full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have the latest sports news at around 1:45, and that will be followed by a note with Colm Ferdinand. But first, Gardaí have issued a renewed information appeal for a teenage boy who has been missing from Donegal for a month. 14-year-old Cody Riley was last seen in Burnfoot on the 19th of June. He is described as being 5'4" of slim build with red hair and blue eyes. Gardaí believe he's in the Drogheda or wider Louth area and say they're concerned for his welfare. They're asking anyone with information on his whereabouts to contact Buncrana Garda Station, the Garda Confidential Line or any Garda Station. A last-minute appeal has been launched for potential business partners to save the post office service in Annagry. The current postmaster is due to retire from the business on July 31st. Adam Post says they have been working hard to find a contractor who's willing to take on the provision of post office services there. If no contractor is found, the post office will have to close, and Impost says they will have to transfer DSP payment customers to Dunloe, which is 11.5 kilometres away. And Post says they have advertised the vacant contract in Canvas locally, but to no avail. Angus Laverty, Public Affairs Manager at Ampost, says they remain open to expressions of interest, even at this late stage.
Earlier this year, we learned that the current postmaster in Annagry was due to retire, and we needed to find a new business partner to continue services there. And we've been trying now for a number of months to come up with a new business partner, and we just haven't been able to. We now face the very real prospect of Annagry Post Office closing on the 31st of July, which is only three weeks away. But what we're saying to people, we're saying to the local business community there, we're saying to the community generally, that we will not walk away from Annagry. We will keep trying to find a partner there, and we're making a last-minute appeal for some business partner to come forward who may be interested in partnering with us to continue providing post office services to the people of Annagry.
Because the reality is, if it closes, you know, people will have to go elsewhere. It's just not practical.
Absolutely. We have steps in place in the event of the closure of Annagry. Department of Social Protection customers will move to Dunloe, which, as you know, is about 11.5 km away. But customers will be able to access services both in Dunloe but also in Derrybeg, Kincashla and Falcarra. But that's far from ideal. We want to stay in situ in Annagry. Please do contact on Post directly, and you can contact our national telephone line or to pressoffice@onpost.ie, and I will look after any inquiries we receive there and make sure they're dealt with by our retail team.
Met Éireann have issued a weather advisory for Donegal as a prolonged spell of very warm or hot weather is set to continue this weekend, lasting into next week. Daytime maxima will widely exceed 25 degrees, with values reaching to the high 20s and possibly 30 degrees in places, with the UV index expected to be high to very high. Met Éireann has also warned of the possibility of thunderstorms developing on Wednesday and Thursday. They also say people should be aware of the potential impacts, which include water safety issues, heat stress and dehydration, disruption to public transport, drought concerns, wildfires and forest fires. The alert came into effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon and will last until Friday, July 17th at midnight. Aoife Keighley from Met Éireann says we need cooler night temperatures to recover from hot days.
The nighttime temperatures often won't fall below the mid to high teens. Really uncomfortable. It's humid as well, so that makes for those uncomfortable sleeping conditions. And the big thing with those nighttime temperatures is, you know, after a very warm or hot day like we're having at the moment, we need those cooler nighttime temperatures to allow our body to recover. And when we're not getting that, it puts us at higher risk of things like dehydration, heat stress and so on.
A debate over graffiti led to heated exchanges at today's meeting of Glenties Municipal District. Councillor Michael McClafferty called on all six councillors to jointly condemn the spray painting of road signs across the district. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The proposal was opposed by Councillor Micheál Colum-McGilla-Asbug, who argued that graffiti can, in some circumstances, be a legitimate form of protest, citing the Free Dairy Wall and the work of Banksy. Councillor McClafferty responded that Donegal County Council cannot afford the ongoing cost of cleaning and replacing the damaged signs. The discussion escalated into raised voices, with allegations made over the historical condemnation of mica stickers and references to possible solicitors' letters. The Cathaoirleach Anthony Molloy eventually called for order before the meeting moved on to the next item.
A Donegal senator says there is a formula which can be used to facilitate safe development on the N56. During a Shannon debate on the national planning strategy, Senator Niall Blaney said he believes many national secondary routes have lower daily traffic figures than some of the busiest regional routes, and he believes much of the N56 in Donegal falls under that category. He says a formula could be reached whereby traffic on roads like the N56 is measured against regional routes, and where the figure is less, development is allowed.
If we really want to support rural Ireland, we need to get real about what we need to support and what we want to support. National secondary routes are treated the same as national primary routes from the point of view of planning and the restrictions that are applied. Many of our national secondary routes have less what they call annual average delay traffic than some of our regional routes. And what I would ask is that we examine maybe our top 5 or 10 routes, because our local authorities have the daily traffic of all these other regional routes. If we take maybe the top 5 to 10 regional routes, take the average annual daily traffic on those and set it as a bar, and on our national secondary routes then, where we drop below that bar on those routes, and there are many places on the N56 from Letterkenny right around Bicrisla, all the way around the rest to Donegal Town. The same the N59, you start off at Cathaoirleach and Sligo, all the way to the west around Mayo and come back into Galway again. There are many parts of those routes that drop below they have a small annual average daily traffic that we should be allowing planning to take place on those routes. And there's the avenue to do it. And it's a safe way of doing it and needs to be done.
The PSNI says increased engagement with ethnic minority communities in Northern Ireland is to take place after an effigy of a mosque was placed on a bonfire and lit. The incident happened in Moygashal in County Tyrone last night. A 56-year-old man has appeared in court, charged with inciting hatred. Police had been due to move in to remove the effigy, but it was set alight. A West Donegal councillor is renewing calls for public toilets to be installed at the Muckish Railway Walk. John Hamish O'Farrey says he last raised the issue around Easter, but has yet to see any progress. He believes the popular walking route attracts significant numbers of visitors, but says the lack of basic facilities is letting the area down. Councillor O'Farrey says providing public toilets would greatly improve the experience for both locals and tourists using the trail.
I'm bringing it up here today again at the municipal district meeting, and I'm constantly bringing this up the last 3 years to have proper toilets installed there, developed, or else portaloos in place. A lot of money has been spent, so we need to put the proper facilities in place. No matter where you go in Ireland, there is toilets amenities there available to them. So why not in Muckish? And I will persistently push this till we get toilets developed in Muckish, and it's paramount that this happens very soon, because we're talking about it for the last 2-3 years. I'm talking about it anyway, along with other colleagues, but I'm spearheading this to try and get the toilets in Muckish. Hopefully now that they have listened to me today, and hopefully we will see in the next few weeks. I don't want to be coming back here at the next meeting in September and saying, no, there's no toilets there. It's a basic necessity for the people that use this facility and the tourists coming to the area.
What's the hold up on it?
Well, I can't understand that. The council provides portaloos in other areas all around the county during the summer months, and probably on a yearly basis too, where they're needed. But to me, this is an important issue in relation to the Muckish Railway Walk. Like I said, there's a huge footfall. It'd be good to get the amount of people, but the amount of people that use it, the senior citizens in Port Nambour Nursing Home and Fulcara, they go there on a regular basis. So it's very important that this facility is put in place immediately.
The Health Service executive says a small number of HSE records were accessed during a cyber attack on the systems of an external card printing service. As a result of the incident, the production of plastic cards, including European health insurance cards and medical cards, has been paused. Bernie Jameson reports.
The HSE says it was alerted by an external provider of card printing services of a cyber attack on their systems. It immediately activated its cyber security protocols and the HSE ICT systems were not compromised. However, it's understood that a small number of HSE records were accessed. The production of plastic cards has been paused as a result, including EHIC cards, GP visiting cards, medical cards and drugs payment scheme cards. Certificates providing the same entitlement to healthcare while abroad are being issued instead of plastic EHIC cards. The processing of applications for medical cards and other health service schemes is not affected. Applicants will receive a letter confirming their eligibility for a relevant scheme, and the HSE says there is no impact on access to healthcare services.
The Enterprise Minister says a cheque can't be written every month to reduce excise duties. It comes as concern grows over the impact the latest escalation in tensions in the Middle East will have on energy costs. Prices are expected to rise at forecourts over the weekend by up to 10 cents for diesel and 2 cents for petrol. Minister Peter Burke says the government has to be careful in how it responds.
You have to be prudent. You can't continue writing a cheque every single month in reduction of excise duties. And that's why the government will take stock as we come towards the budget and make those key decisions. But the data is very unclear. As I speak to you now, the fact of the matter is that energy prices are reduced by 30% from their peaks over the conflict.
The time is 42 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps face Tritty United in the SSE Airtricity League First Division at Finn Park this evening. Kevin McHugh's side picked up their first win in 7 games last week with a 1-0 home win over Wexford. Tonight, however, Harps would drop to the bottom of the standings if visitors Tritty were to claim all 3 points. Former captain Joe Boyle says Harps are well poised to get another win.
That level of confidence that Harps will get from that 3 points should, for me, see them in a good position where they will go on and hopefully get all 3 points against Tritty. But it's not going to be easy because, you know, in the two previous games, they've got turned over down in Limerick and they managed a 2-2 draw in the 94th minute with that wonder goal from Conor Tourish. And again, I think this week himself and Joel Bradley Walsh in the back four will need to make sure that they defend really, really well. But I do think Harps need to sharpen up an attack and be a little bit more penetrating and a little bit more dangerous and a bit of guile in their attack as well this week, because at times last week it just didn't work until Montero came on and pulled that wonder goal out of the bag.
We'll have live updates with Jeremy Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff tonight. In the other First Division games, Athlone Town host Cove Ramblers, Bray Wanderers play UCD, runaway leaders Cork City play Longford Town at Turner's Cross, and Kerry are away to Wexford. There are only 2 games taking place in the top flight. Oriel Park hosts a Louth derby clash between Dundalk and Drogheda United, and it is Waterford up against St Patrick's Athletic. Spain and Belgium go head-to-head in a FIFA World Cup quarter-final tonight in Los Angeles. European champions Spain have yet to concede a goal in the tournament so far. The winner of that game will set up a semi-final meeting with France, who were 2-0 winners over Morocco in Boston last night. Well, England are sweating over the fitness of 2 key players ahead of their last 8 meeting tomorrow with Norway. Centre-back Mark Gahey has a hamstring strain, while Declan Rice is being kept away from the rest of the squad with a stomach bug. Reporter Rob Dorsett is in Miami.
Chiefly amongst those concerns is Mark Gahey, who I understand is a serious doubt for the match because of a hamstring strain he picked up in the win over Mexico in the Azteca Stadium. Gahey didn't take part in that final training session in Kansas City.
Right back, Reece James is expected to be fit for tomorrow's game in Miami after returning to training yesterday. Moving on to tennis, Alexander Zverev has booked his spot in his first ever Wimbledon final. The French Open champion defeated British wildcard Arthur Ferry in straight sets in the first of today's semi-finals. It finished 7-6, 6-2, 6-4, and Zverev was quick to praise Ferry at the end of the match.
He's going to be a senior citizen on our tour, because I think he's going to play on this tour for 15 plus years, and is going to have great results. I think this was just the beginning of his career, and I really think that he's going to do amazing things in this sport.
Seven-time champion Novak Djokovic is currently going head-to-head with top seed Jannik Sinner in the other semi on centre court. Sinner took the first set 6-4 and is a break-up at 5-3 in the second. In Gaelic games, there are four Donegal Hurling Championship fixtures tonight. Group A sees the meeting of Sean McCool's Anson Unions, while Buncrana play Satanta. In Group B, Letterkenny Gaels play Burtby and Dunloe go up against St Unions B. The Donegal Under-20 Ladies play Galway in the inaugural All-Ireland Under-20 Ladies final tomorrow afternoon. Throw-in is at 1 o'clock in Tubbercurry in County Sligo, and joint manager Desi McNamara says it's been a brilliant competition to be involved in so far.
This is what this Under-20 competition is all about. You know, in fairness to the LGFA, they've probably seen that a lot of girls were dropping off, you know, when they hit that 17, 18, you know, years of age, and they weren't progressing on to county senior panels. Essentially, there was very few county minors, only the exceptional county minors was pushing on to county senior squads. So they've set this Under-20 competition up probably to bridge that gap, you know, as a stepping stone for girls that probably otherwise wouldn't play county senior football. So, you know, with regard to the competition, it's the first year of the competition. But any of the counties that took part in it, they've nothing but praise for it, yeah. And ourselves as well. You know, the girls have really, really, really bought into it, and they're loving it and enjoying it.
We'll have updates from tomorrow's final with Maureen O'Donnell from the 1 o'clock throw-in. In golf, Rory McIlroy is in a tie for the lead at the Scottish Open. The Masters champion is 9 under par after 12 holes of his second round, level with Tom Kim and Jordan Smith in the clubhouse. Shane Lowry is 2 over par overall through 13 holes of today's round, and Padraig Harrington is back to 4 over through 16 and looks set to miss the weekend cut. Finally, for this evening in cricket, the Irish women have been beaten in the first of their three-match international series against the West Indies at Brady. Northwest players Kia McCartney and Alana Dalzell are part of the Irish side. Ireland batted first earlier and were all out for 269. West Indies claimed a comfortable victory in their chase. The visitors were 270 for the loss of just one wicket, giving them a 9-wicket win. That's all from the sports desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in later for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Kitty.
Thanks, Mark. August Anish and Note Le Comforter.
Shaver Mahasa Comforter in Chalin, the Priest Guilty. Major le press ratches, falsiha erhiv conrony gailiga, takolia han publi a elev go prania, a groupi gnivaha trudge son carta tihiokta sigiltukt, conaya horcher lochtan a santasaha andreacht ratches, nashunta planala don gailtukt, gentar an elev mergaller implukti a trumkushaha chosins rahana changa, snakantra ha gailtukta, Dar le grupi factus, chintan, buenu, agus conru na gailige. Gunyenhi se dahar dun planal changa, mona nachruhar an capish, agus dun oberwar, ta genta ag pobl geltukta, le bresh agus fihiblian, le taki octo run na geltukta, agus udarus na geltukta. Amask priv eil of genta ag chintan, buenu, agus conru na gailige. Na nach me kulu on erin chosin stun gailig, sna conyilaha changa, Sna trolinchi ura, agus go me trevsha, corlihan publi, corha or foil, the wantcher negeltukta, encor a yenov, major la ferberchi, planola, tihiokt, and a ganter hin. Be foran kuan o fobuskol gidor, a gen of onadiokta don erin, en riga, latvia, and chartenshaw, so comortus, fantriokta, esmo in Europe, dagini oga. Renew tafad mila ran farchiha o trahas nijir, egsula, major, mar antral eran comortus, kruhi nadalti, egivliana o fobuskol gidor, teddy, kedfach, kuan, mar chudste gunolakt a kruhian bregan, a hogan takiokt at the fwesti, at a duchline, kedfaha arhu, teddy ha a kursalcha a wine a winter usage, sa cholakt, kuan. Agus tá scéim uair dar a bhanam glacagí páirt a fógartha ag fóras na Gaeilge is é aim na scéime uair seo grúpaí daoine a spreagú chun caitheamh aimsire a dhéanamh i gcóir le húsáid na Gaeilge i gcomhthéacs na sóisialta neamhfhoirmiúla agus taitneamhaithe mar scéim fialaitheach tá an scéim díriúthe go príomha ar chuid den phobal nach mbíonn teagmháil acu leis an Gaeilge go rialta. Agus tá chláir cuimsaithe leagam maith don scoil saoirí ceol na colla a tá lonaithe am líonna ag Gaelscoil Annan an Letchu Kennan a thosaíonn de lún seo thugainn. Sin mo thuid se Eli go léir slán agus bannach.
And now for the weather, a warm and sunny evening in the east and south of Ulster, but cooler and mostly cloudy in the west and north with some coastal fog. Dry tonight with clear spells. Temperatures will not fall below 12 to 16 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Gardaí have issued a renewed information appeal for a teenage boy who has been missing from Donegal for a month. 14-year-old Cody Riley was last seen in Burnfoot on the 19th of June. He is described as being 5'4" of slim build with red hair and blue eyes. Gardaí believe he's in the Drogheda or Widerlouth area and say they're concerned for his welfare. A last-minute appeal has been launched for potential business partners to save the post office service in Annagry. The current postmaster is due to retire from the business on July 31st, and An Post says they have been working hard to find a contractor who is willing to take on the provision of post office services there. If no contractor is found, the post office will have to close, and An Post says they will have to transfer DSP payment customers to Dunloe, which is 11.5 kilometres away. Met Éireann have issued a weather advisory for Donegal as a prolonged spell of very warm or hot weather is set to continue this weekend, lasting into next week. Daytime maxima will widely exceed 25 degrees, with values reaching the high 20s and possibly 30 degrees in places, with the UV index expected to be high to very high. Met Éireann has also warned of the possibility of thunderstorms developing on Wednesday and Thursday. They also say people should be aware of potential impacts, which include water safety issues, heat stress and dehydration, disruption to public transport, drought concerns, wildfires and forest fires. And a debate over graffiti led to heated exchanges at today's meeting of Glenties Municipal District. Councillor Michael McClafferty called on all six councillors to jointly condemn the spray painting of road signs across the district. And you can find more information on that on our website, highlandradio.com. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, July 10th. The death has occurred of Willie McLaughlin, Cashel Crossroads, Burnfoot. Willie's remains will be reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:45 to St. Murrah's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Annette Anne Bernadette Dunphy ní Muldoon of Glebe Crest, Donegal Town, formerly of Durrow, County Leash and Dunan, Donegal Town. Reposing at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, for a public wake until 8 o'clock this evening. The funeral mass will take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in St. Patrick's Church, Donegal Town, with burial immediately afterwards in Killymard Cemetery. The death has taken place of Jared O'Connell, 60 Beldoux Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there on Sunday at 10:50 for funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam.
The death has taken place of Margaret Cutliffe, 12 Lisson Avenue, Buncrana. Funeral from McLaughlin's funeral home tomorrow at 20 to 11. Going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Con Doherty Maharagallan Derry Beg. His remains will repose at his home until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. House private after the rosary and before the funeral. Con's funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. Care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.